Listen, time for caller of the week. By the way, those callers on hold, for those of you who are staying with me after the break, I will get to you. We may get a quickie winner today. Just stay right where you are. But it is time for caller of the week. We have had a full board of calls from midnight through to Sparrow's Fart every day this week. We've covered a lot of interesting topics. But this caller took the cake. It came through on Tuesday, just before we put the cue back in the rack. And you talk about calls and sliding doors and sliding windows and what could have been and what it's, I thought it was an amazing call. Have a listen to this, folks. This is our caller of the week. Dan, good morning.
My story goes back to 2007. I was living in the Southern Highlands down in New South Wales, and I was driving to a mate's place to get my hand with his car, and I come over a blind hill over a place called Mount Broughton. And I got to the top of the hill and I seen a van on the side of the road and I seen a girl standing there covered in blood. I immediately pulled over. I thought she'd been knocked off a push bike, so I didn't see any other cars.
Yes.
And the girl that was standing there, she was pretty much with it considering the amount of blood loss she had. And I said, what's happened? And she said, I've crashed my car. I've hit a tree down the dirt. There's a side dirt road and a couple of K down the road. She was going to cater a lunch.
Yeah.
So she's a chef. Her head's hit the steering wheel. Major blood loss. She's managed to walk probably about 5 Ks down this dirt road to the nearest road where I was travelling. I rang Triple R immediately, as you would, and they said, where are you? And I gave them the location, and they said, well, just be prepared. It could be a little bit of a wait because you're in a remote area. I said, I don't think she's going to make it, but we'll wait for it. And then about a minute later, I rang them back up, and I said, look, I said, she's lost too much blood. I said, I'm going to have to get her to hospital. I had a clean work towel in the car, so I've wrapped that up around her head because she's, like I said, her head's hit the steering wheel. I've got her in the car, strapped her up, kept talking to her the whole way to keep her conscious, going through the Mossvale sort of area. It was a bit built up, so I was trying to get through there as quick as I could and keep her conscious so she didn't drift off on me. Got her to the ward. They were expecting us, drove throughout the emergency ramp, got her in. I waited there until some of her family came. Just so she had someone there if they needed someone to answer questions.
Yeah.
And as soon as the family came, I took off. A couple of months later, I got a text message from her. She contacted me, wanted to thank me for what happened, for what I did. 2 years later, we're best friends in that whole for the next 2 years, and then we finally got together, and I just thought I'd turn a negative into a positive, so I proposed to her on the anniversary of the accident. And the following... Yep. Took her down the beach down at Huskisson there, and I rode in the sand, will you marry me? And she said yes, and the following year we got married on the same day.
Another caller of the week.
Yeah, so the anniversary of the accident is our wedding anniversary.